It is the radio segment that's like an egg salad sandwich for your ears. Yummy. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Alexandria, Virginia. A 36-year-old guy named Isaac Bonsu got pulled over around 1 o'clock in the morning last weekend when a cop saw him driving erratically. Isaac was drunk, so instead of just admitting that to the officers, he made the smart choice and ran.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm guessing he didn't run in a straight line.
But when Isaac got out of his car, he didn't throw it in park. So as he was running away, his own car came up from behind and ran him over.
Kapooya! Kapooya!
According to witnesses, both the officers had a hard time containing their laughter, and one of them actually fell on the ground because they thought it was so funny. Luckily for Isaac, he wasn't hurt too bad, just a few bumps and bruises, but he did get a DUI and several other charges. He's in jail at the moment and very angry at his car.
It's always amazing to me that drunk people think they can either get away from cops or convince them that they're actually not drunk.
You think you can do anything when you're drunk, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. True.
This next laser story is out of DeLand, Florida. A 28-year-old guy named John Silva and a 36-year-old named Derek Irving broke into a guy's house the other morning, and after they stole a few things, they decided to cover their tracks by starting a fire.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, man.
Okay, now you're going to add arson to the list, guys.
They wanted it to look accidental, so they poured a jar of ragu into a pot on the stove and put a washcloth next to the burner to set the place on fire.
What? Ragu?
Creative.
Yeah, spaghetti sauce. That's what we're all on the same page, right?
Then they left. The old man who lived in the house was at work, but he could watch his security cameras remotely. And after his motion detectors alerted him that something was going down, he saw the footage and then called the police. A little while later, officers pulled over John and Derek and saw one key piece of evidence linking them to the crime. One of the guys was holding an empty jar of ragu.
Oh, my God. Caught red-handed.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
They were both arrested for unarmed burglary, grand theft, and arson.
Oh.
And the old guy who they robbed thought it was a pretty dumb plan anyway. Here's what he had to say to a local news reporter.
He was trying to make it look like that I'd left the stove on, but who gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning and fixes spaghetti?
Skitty.
Skitty. Some people get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to fix some skitty. No.
It's the best time to eat skitty.
This next laser story is out of Guangzhou, China. A manager at a local power grid facility had a video conference call last week with his staff, and afterwards, he forgot to turn off his video feed.
Oh, no.
So all of his employees watched as a female coworker came into the conference room, undressed in front of the camera, and the two of them started getting it on.
Oh.
Right there on the conference table.
Oh, my God!
That'd be amazing.
Like, come over here. You gotta see this. I can't believe this is happening.
Afterwards, the footage was posted on social media, but Chinese censors quickly pulled it down, and the two employees who posted it could be facing defamation charges.
Oh, dang.
So afterwards, what did the boss have to say about the whole thing?
Yeah.
He made a statement to the press that said he believes the footage was doctored and is being framed.
Oh, yeah, come on, man.
Dude, that is so
just
stupid.
Just admit it at this point. Like, you're caught on live camera.
He makes too much
actors,
money.
Yeah.
Actors, yeah. Actors, that's what it was. Yeah.
The reason for the framing, he thinks it's tough being a boss. Somebody's trying to take him down.
You know, it's what happens when you're the boss. Nobody likes you anymore.
This next laser story is out of fast food headquarters. We have a new champion. According to Taco Bell, the nacho fries they launched a few months ago are now officially their most successful new menu item ever.
Really? Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
Over a Doritos Locos?
Oh, come on. Taco? It makes sense. Nacho fries?
Apparently, it launched even bigger than the Doritos Locos Tacos, which was a big winner back in the day. The nacho fries debuted just about a month and a half ago, and since then, they've sold more than 53 million orders of them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. How many people are smoking weed in this country?
A lot.
Yeah, a lot. That's 9 million pounds of potatoes and 600,000 gallons of nacho cheese.
Oh, I'm gonna try them.
600,000 gallons?
Have you guys tried them yet?
No, I haven't.
Just picture like multiple swimming pools filled with that stuff.
I probably could. It's a lot. Taco Bell says that since the nacho fries were introduced, that over one-third of all orders have included the new item, especially since you can throw the nacho fries on or into pretty much any Taco Bell menu item for an additional 49 cents. Oh, so you could put it into a burrito or something.
I didn't know that.
But you could put it inside?
Yeah, onto or into.
Bean and cheese burrito with fries in it? Oh my God, that sounds so good.
Right?
I don't really smoke very much weed.
Yeah.
But now I'm going to start way more.
I feel high just talking about it.
I know. Like, as soon as I read that, I was like, hey, I have a contact high.
Yeah. What are we going to combine?
Seriously. This next laser story is out of the study of playtime. According to a new survey, 13% of people used to like decapitating Barbie dolls as a kid by popping their little heads off.
Yeah, who didn't like that? Kens are so much easier to pop off, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Here are some more results from the survey. 29% of Americans used to have or still have a Barbie collection.
Mm-hmm.
33% of men played with Barbies when they were kids. 25% of people used to cut their Barbie's hair.
Oh, my God. Or have their little sister do it and ruin their whole Barbie collection. No big deal, sis.
You know anybody like that?
Still angry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Even weirder, 6% used to chew on their Barbie's feet.
Weird.
That's how you know your kid has a foot fetish.
That's kind of weird. I could see where that'd be satisfying, though.
Really?
They're like kind of rubbery and kind of bendable, but not totally.
Brooke, you weirdo.
I don't know.
Taco Bell things, and now I want to chew on a Barbie's
foot. Yeah.
You're just...
This next laser story is out of wedding headquarters. The leading digital wedding brand, The Knot, recently released the results of a year-long study. Here's what they found, okay? The average cost of a wedding in America is $33,391.
Whoa. That is crazy.
$33,391, the average cost of a wedding.
Oh, my God, that's so
expensive. I can see that. I mean, like, we, like, really tried to cheap out when we got married, and we still spent like $22,000.
$22,000?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. I mean, just feeding those people is a lot of money.
Jeez.
And that was at my parents' house. We didn't even pay for like a place to rent out.
I've started dating a girl, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to marry her.
Uh-huh.
I'm changing my mind right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. No way.
I mean, you guys went to my wedding.
$33,391.
It doesn't feel fancy. I mean, like, my wedding didn't feel fancy either.
But you can buy a house
with that.
Like, that is...
You could use it as a down payment, absolutely.
Yeah, and your wedding was in a town of like 10 people.
I know.
Yeah, you guys were
dude, literally.
And where you grew up in North Idaho.
The person who did our flowers did it on the side. She worked at the liquor store. I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, I know.
And it was still $22,000.
Still over $20,000.
Yes.
You had like some bartender from the local tavern.
Yeah. Stirring drinks with her finger.
Yeah,
she was. That's
and
Dolly.
It still cost you over $20,000. Jeez. Formal weddings have steadily decreased as couples look to non-traditional venues such as barns, farms, historic homes, wineries, and parks to bring their personalities to life on their wedding day. Also, while the guest count has decreased from 149 10 years ago to now 136 because prices are going up and they're like, no, all right, well, we got to cut some people out.
Can't feed everybody.
Dude, and seriously, if you RSVP and don't show up,
right. The average price per guest has increased to $75 more per person.
Wow.
Other wedding guest experiences are trending up as well, including magicians, interactive games, fireworks shows, and, of course, selfie stations.
Yeah.
You gotta make sure you have one of those.
Yeah, you have to.
Speaking of someone who was thinking about getting married but will never do that, it's this guy right here. He's just going to hump that shoe, and they're just going to make a verbal commitment to each other and not have a wedding ceremony because it's way too much money. That's the turtle humping a shoe, meaning Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.